Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Gimel. So continue with the sugya from yesterday, where the Gemara discusses on what the halacha would be between a giving of a get and whether we say a person is considered a shota or considered a chereshot of a katan, I should say, whether the halacha would be when did you become a chereshot of a katan? How far did it go? Was it from birth? Was it later? And the halacha would be whether you can have a makshava or not. So the Gemara discusses Yochanan's halacha, which we said yesterday, lagabe the din of kedushin, gabe the din of kedushin, lagabe the din of gittin. Something brisa tana cheresh beis ama beis cheresh adara magirish en gitu kiyas veinu matos from duk. Look, if a cheresh would go ahead and separate truma, well, wrote a get, the halacha is it's not a good get, and the truma is not considered a good truma. Amar Shimon ben Gamliel, remember when we say this thing only b'drama cheresh b'lasim. This is a cheresh from the beginning, from birth. Avon b'kev a cheresh. If he was a regular b'kev and then he became a cheresh, he became deaf later. Kosev acher makim al yado. He could write a get, divorce his wife, and other people support the ksav. The makim ksav, they'll give him instructions. They'll go between them. So if you see, you can go ahead. It's like you see, you're allowed to separate truma when you have a cheresh, as long as other people are telling you. Like over here, kosev acher makim ksav yado. So if a person's only like above, it should be considered good. What do we say over there in the right? There's no good. So the Gemara says, Shemayim Radaba, depends. What are we talking about? A person who goes there and hears, doesn't speak, that's a bekech. A person you can't hear, you hear, you just can't speak, but you can hear everything, you understand everything, so you're bekech on everything, so there's no reason why you're apostle. Dakwe Yakon Chemish Rav Yochanan. Chulkan HaShoy Nebe Zeh, there are those who machlokas, like I'll be this halakha of Shemayim Gamliel. And some say that the halakha is that we want to say that these people that we go ahead, HaShoy Nazeh, they argue with these things to tell us that there are people who were sent over to prove that this thing was not true, that there's no din of automatically a chalka hashoina that we considered right away, that there are other people come in to deal with this right in the beginning. When we started, it doesn't make sense when I said that we could do such a thing come in without the chachamim telling us that has to be reason why it's no good. What's the reason why we say it should be no good? That their testimony should be no good? It should be considered good. So the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan is different, telling us we don't like Gabi Gittin, we all like something different. The Gabi Kesa is different. The Machlokas of Yishmael, Baroka. The Gabi Kedushin is also Machlokas, the Gabi Gittin as well. Says the Gemara, let's understand the Machlokas. What is the Machlokas? Zakta Gemara, Zakta Gemara, Arma, we just say, Amisha Baliga, Mishnah, Kazde Machlokas, this is a Mishnah. Gemara said, the Chaira, the Mishnah's connected to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Why? The Schauser Shit, a person went ahead and became a Chairish or a Shaita, which means that he was fully fine, but now he became that after his wife, if they married to his wife. Now look, Elamotzi Lamas. So look, what do you do? You can never divorce her. You can't divorce her because if you you can't divorce her because you have no right to. You have to Yichlav Yom Kadam. What does that mean? You can't divorce her. You go ahead. Your husband go ahead, write another get and give it to his wife with others to go supporting what he's doing. And those you go ahead and do that without having to go ahead through the whole thing again and telling us that that there he's fine with him. So if we go ahead to do the right thing and just give it the right intent, and that's all. So it's a setback for a day. That's all it is. So why does the Mishnah say that he can never divorce his wife? That would make a sakana le'olam. What do you mean? It's a temporary fix. It's a problem that can be solved very quickly. So the Gemara says, Kaimuna Mishnah, to my case, the Mishnah's case that we're talking about, where he does not know how to write. So Meila, in such a case, that even though the Maisa, that the deaf youth want to go ahead and divorce his wife, since he can't communicate, Meila, he can't, he's gonna lose, he's gonna die because he can't move to hear this part of the shir. Here's part of the halacha that you can go ahead and go back and look at the halacha. As long as you know how to write, that would be sufficient. So the Chayav Avinu Mishnah also telling us the Chayav to sheet in the Machlokas. Mr. Rabbah Mo Pasisa Beliga, Mr. Rabbi Bryce that says, I discussed the halacha of a person who's a cheresh. And the Gemara said, discuss the idea of what the Gemara said in the Baisa. The Gemara says that argues and said, Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says, Dalak Gabi Gittin, and said, look, it's different than Gabi Gittin Kedushin. Says, it's different than Gabi Kedushin. What would be the case that they're arguing about? Says, the Baisa is Favish Kazabiyado. You have a person who goes ahead with a husband wrote in his own handwriting, Amalei Sevakos. He told us over, write, Leinu Kasumu, let the Adam sign. You write and you go ahead and sign. And give the get to my wife. Avijah class school cosmolo, even though he went ahead and they wrote in the sign according to the way he said his instructions. Now it's no, and they go ahead and gave it back to them. Halakha's not cousin slow. Halakha's not good, not a good gear. It was pshat. Because the you can't be. It's not a good get, because what's the Torah talking about? According to the case of it is a cheresh, and you couldn't communicate. You couldn't go tell anything. You couldn't communicate with the husband what was going on. Therefore, there's automatic hatred. There's automatically responsibility that she has to take. So that is the Gemara says, that's the Gemara's teretz. Gemara says, one second, if that's the case, Gemara explains, I'm Yosef, let's see, pilgrim. When it could come out that at the end of the brisa, you'll see that there's not all Yagyu, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and then we get Yom HaShiv Nakolo, that we don't give the get until you hear his voice. Write for them down, and they ate them, and then go ahead and sign it. The time eventually come to hear it, it would be here that what's going on. Even though they go ahead, and it tells you that would be the same thing that applies earlier, but since you mean to go ahead and just scratch his head, and the halakha would be, it's considered good. So how could the Braisa say that it's no good if Shmuel had to hear the priest would be considered no good? The Gemara says, if the halakha would be to say that there's in the Braisa, there's a first class, let's love on, Gemara says, fine. Then there's no reason to go ahead more. Just let him go focus on that class. However, if it's a vilt, if it doesn't work, if it's a cheresh of the katan, then we can't say, if the sum is no good. If no good, then halakha without Gamliel, tell him, Hashem Gamliel telling us it's good, it would be no good. So the Gemara is a Khan. Gemara says, when we talk about Iskan, we talk about the halakha over here, the text is considered here, is very dome, makes sense. Gemara says that they're telling us that one voice is heard, and Gemara says, Kol Kabiyaz, going ahead and saying yes, and the halakha would be, since his intention is go ahead, to go ahead and say that there's a fallacy here, there's something incorrect. That's the chah. Because we say, Vaday can. If Vaday make a din with the girl, and you give a get, you tell her to give her a get. And she has to give the get. Just like the halakha, she can accept the kedushin. She can go ahead and accept the responsibility to give the get as well. So you see, the chah, the al-chah is machlokes, Rabban, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, in this case. Zak to Gemara, one second. Hi, Rav Zay, Rabban, come here, Rabban, Rav Zay, come here, Rabban, and he said, halakha, and we say the halakha of the brisa is. The brisa says, you go hang his voice. What does that mean? It means the halakha is, means kama de tema achi yakir rosh hashosh pamim. Just like you say when there's a person you can't speak and you tell him to get three times a knot. You'll not just head three times, you don't go ahead and listen to him, and you tell him to go ahead, do you agree to this? And three times you have to go ahead and ask to shake his head so you know what he means. You know that he means yes. Otherwise it's not going to be good. Same idea. Over here as well, he's telling us that a person wants to speak, he would not come to the force unless he has unless he wants to hear his wife, the threats. Yagma tells us that would be the halakha. Three times it should be able to be good. Otherwise, in a chalam, it's not going to be good. So therefore, this would be the halakha of how the Gemara is saying Mavu fits in, how Rav Zeira makes sense, and Rav Papa in the Tanakama, and the arguing with the Tanoim and the Mishnah. They all agree to Shosh the Pesach, that three things itself will go ahead to a person be able to go ahead and to respond on his own. Amalei, so the Gemara, the Shmi has a call Pamakas. That we say, look, even one time is considered enough to make a person wake up. You make a three, it should be considered the Suda. One of them, I told you, he said, it's a quick Suda. Come in, we do a quick Suda. The other thing is the sons come across and they go ahead and do something else for the same reason that you wanted, the same things that you wanted it to be. So therefore, it would be the same halakha. Is telling you that this person became a shomer, a get. The person became someone who can't hear. And mainly, the halakha is became a bucky and get. And the halakha is a get. So the Gemara says, "I'm a yudah on time. I'm a kafratisi." Is halakha? Rav Shimon Gamliel tells the halakha. In such a case, definitely, Gemara says, in such a case where there's a koshat, we're afraid. I'm afraid I did this. What do you mean? Gemara says, rule that if a person is a cheresh, he did an act of separating the truma, it's still considered good because it didn't have an age. What do you mean, didn't have an age? Why should that be good? The Bryce isn't like that. So the Bryce is telling us in the case where you became a deaf and refused, then it says you become a ger later. So now the question is, you took it over, you became a ger. So now we want to see that you get treated properly, you get escorted properly. Masha Ein Kain, when it says that would be that's on the case in the first case. But this case over here, it should be considered good. No. A person who became a deaf mute has a cow to go after him, to get a psak from him to do what's right, to rectify what's in the past, and he refused it by this bait. Mar says, yesh bo das lavi. He has the das lavi to bring, he has the das to bring. The Mar says, and also, he doesn't have das in the past, he doesn't have das in the future either. So therefore, it can't be considered fine, it can't be considered good, because we say that in Bodas Lavi, it's not going to be considered as if it's a good instruction to the give that a sofa to give a get. If it's not a good instruction to the sofa to give a get, then you can't go ahead and rely on it. You can't say that this is Makshava Lemaisa, and therefore it would not be considered a valid reason to say that we are wrong. That the Gemara's Im Kimta is wrong, that is the Eish Das L'Sha'avar, is not what we're referring to. Amar Rav Avdu, Cheresh Anukayama, we're talking about a case of a deaf mute, Angel Lakatan, there's no Cheresh Lakatan. So if, just like we said, there's no Cheresh Lakatan, there's no Cheresh to a Eish Shlichus Lakheresh, just like there's no Cheresh Shlichus Lakatan, there's no Cheresh Lakheresh as well, and that's why it's not considered good. Amar Rav Avdu Yosin, Rabbi Anukayama, look at me, a healthy baby, we say, look, come in again. We say, why do we say there's a get? What's the reason why there's a get? I want you to understand that when I write these things, I tell you that you should go ahead and be busy with the misteros, with the documents, and therefore it was what I wanted. I wasn't going to go ahead and divorce my wife. I was just telling you I want to go ahead and take away the documents. That is what we're telling you in such a case. And a get is where a person with full face on what he's claiming would be the protection for those staros that he has, to make sure that his position is protected. This would be where the Bryce learns the Shita of Shimon Gamliel.